نعم. And as we said, as I text most of you, that today we wanted to speak about the mindset of Sheikh Al-Islam Taymiyyah, but I think it is better we make it next Friday, inshallah, as we are only going to make a short khutbah next Friday, the mistakes of Hujjaj. And after that, inshallah, we're going to speak about the mindset of Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Why I have chosen this? Because Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is one of the muhaqqiqeen, the ulama who one of the ulama who changed every issue till they reach the real truth of it. It does not mean that, it does not necessarily mean that Shaykh al-Islam is right in everything he says or does, but in most of it, he's right. Because this is the way of the muhaqqiqeen. Muhaqqiqeen is like Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, like Ibn Qayyim, like Ibn Abdul Wahhab, like Abdul Ibn Baz, and the like. So inshallah, we're going to study this book, especially for those who are going to perform Hajj, and inshallah ta'ala clarify the issues that Shaykh al-Islam may differ from others, which may be the others more right than Shaykh al-Islam came here. Inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Spending the night in Muzdalifah. What is the limit of it? How long can we stay and then leave? Some of the ulama, they say that the all people and women can leave Muzdalifah after the moon or after the midnight. Or as they say in Arabic, بعد غروب القمر, بعد سقوط القمر, after the moon starts disappearing. Those who come with them in the same bus, if they can't stay there and walk to or take another transportation after Fajr, this would be better for them and more reward. But if they want to go with them and accompany them, no problem. They can go with them. Whoever leaves Mina, whoever leaves Muzdalifah after midnight, they are allowed to stone at night. Some other ulama say it is not necessarily to be old men, weak, or women, but anybody. But anybody is allowed to leave Muzdalifah after midnight. But the truth is saying, for again the muhaqqiqeen, is that it is better to stay all the night in Muzdalifah until you pray Fajr and make dua and then move. But again, they don't say it is obligatory. What is obligatory is to spend some time until after maybe an hour after midnight. Allah. First of all, what is the ruling and then the advice? The ruling is, it is, okay. The question is that he said that he went with a group that they moved from Mina to Arafah at night. They did not wait until the morning and sunrise, and no, they moved at night. The ruling is that it is permissible. It is permissible. It does not affect the Hajj. But the sunnah is to wait until the sun rises. However, today it is almost impossible for all the hujjaj to move after the sunrise. And when they do that, they will reach Muzdalifah by the sunset. Arafah by the sunset. And maybe after. So that's why some groups, they move. And in fact, as I know that the government commands them not to move. No, they command them not to move at one time. Because it's going to be jammed and it's going to block all the roads. So they say, this all the tents on this way has to go 12 o'clock midnight. This road has to go 1 o'clock, etc., etc. And it goes until maybe 12 midday. So, in this case, it is permissible, because as we know that what is the pillar of Hajj is the day of Arafah, to be in Arafah. What is before that is not a pillar of Hajj, it is from Sunan of Hajj and Wajibat of Hajj, of course, but not spending the night in Muzdalifah is not obligatory, but it's a sunnah. So if one goes direct to Arafah, it's okay. What is the delil for that? The delil for that is when the Rasulullah was in Muzdalifah, a man called Urwa ibn Mudarris came from Hayy, from Tayy. It used to be called Tayy that time, Hayy. He came alone. And he came to, he did not find no one in Muzdalifah, in Arafah. He came at night. He reached Arafah at night. But it was the following night. Late. So he stayed a while there and then moved to Muzdalifah. And he came to Muzdalifah when the Prophet was praying for him. So he explained to him what he did. The Prophet said, whoever joined us in this prayer and has stayed in Arafah at any time, Ta' does not mean hour of the day, but a time. Maybe less, maybe more. In Arafah, a day or night. But this means the day of Arafah and the night following it. So this would be sufficient. It is better to be there at daylight. Yeah. But if you arrive late, no problem. If you arrive the night before Arafah, then it is also no problem. Because of course you are going to be in Arafah in that day. However, if they move to Arafah on the night pre to the day of Arafah, and then they move by Fajr to Muzdalifah, this is not accepted. Now, and it is Sunnah to stay in Mina on the 9th of the Hijjah until the sun rises. Then you move. But it is Sunnah. If you move before that, after that, no problem. Is the term of Mutawafin. Mutawafin Am. The Quran today is not possible. It's not possible. Unless, I don't know how it can be done. Maybe someone come from some place in Saudi. Someone come and bring his sheep with him in his car. Yeah, front seat and serve it some cold drink. And come to Mecca and then, where are you going to put it in Mecca? Maybe you can put it somewhere in, yeah, the cattle in Mecca, no problem. In this case, no problem. But why? Is it bitter? No, it is not. It is better to come without it and buy from Mecca. The reason tamattu is bitter is to so people turn the wheel of economy in Mecca, because the people of Mecca has no economy until the Hajj comes. This is from Allah, because there are people who يعني, remain in the haram and keep the haram alive. And that's why Allah gave them this. So you people come with tamattu and buy from their sheep so they can have some money so they can live and remain in the haram. Now, no, this is not from the Sunnah. This might be a bid'ah. Because the Sahaba were there. And none of them repeated the Umrah. It just stayed. No. But after Hajj, no problem. The Ihram is worse. They go to Arafah, and they are not. If they are go to Arafah with the Ihram, that's good. But they should continue from there. Continue the Hajj journey of Hajj, because they, you can establish the Hajj. C-A-N. You can establish the Hajj on the day of Arafah. No problem with that. But you have to continue. Go to Muzdalifah, go to Mina, stone, do Tawaf, remain in Mina. 10th, 11th, 12th, if you want to go, you can go. After the stone, after stoning, after God. Now, those who are not, those who go to Arafah, not in the Ihram, in their normal clothes. I say these people, Allah Musta'an, yani they have, what I say, wrong, they have ita'at al-dhann billah. Ita'at al-dhann means, how can I express that? Yani they think that Allah is only there. Huh? Wrong intention, wrong belief, wrong understanding. They think that Allah is only there in that day. That's what they think, because they hear in the hadith that Allah comes down to the first layer of reverence, and so it does not mean that Allah is only there. So they all go there. Now it means this is the place for the Hujjaj. Yes, no problem for those who serve the Hujjaj. If they go there with their clothes, no problem. But for no reason, they just go there only believing that, oh, that is a good place. No. What is better than the land of Arafah is the Haram itself. The Kaaba itself is better than Arafah. And you can't see that. Arafah only live one day a year. One day a year. The remaining, the rest days of the year, it is abundant. But the Haram is the place where people turn their faces to. They go every, yani, all the time, yani, go to Haram. So they better go to the Haram and make dua there. And they don't need to go to the Haram to make dua. You can make dua wherever you are. Wherever you are. You have to trust Allah. You have to believe and understand that Allah hears you wherever you are. Wherever you are. Unless, I mean, these people, whether they say it or they don't, they mean it or they don't, it means that they don't believe that Allah hears everyone on this land. They think, oh, yani astaghfirullah azim. What do they think? Allah is busy with the Hujjaj there? That's bad, that's bad. That's wrong. They better go to the Haram and make tawaf and sa'i, umrah, or even just go there. They are fasting, they can go there. Make tawaf, sit in the Haram. That's okay. But they have to, they make sure that they leave the Haram before the next day Fajr. Or even before midnight, because the Hajjaj will come. And the Hajjaj has more right in the Haram than them. They have to leave the Haram. Now. Now. You hear what? You hear sweating? How come you hear sweating? Sluttering of what? Hadi of Hajjaj? La, Hadi of Hajjaj does not necessarily need that. The Hajji, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stoned, then, then he slaughtered. But as in the Hadith, whoever stones Jamratul Aqaba, he can come off the Haram. And as you know that slaughtering is not obligatory upon all the Hajjaj. The Mufridin do not have slaughtering. So when they can say, what we say is, two of three things for the Hajjaj can make them out of their haram. Stoning, tawaf, and shaving. Or haircut. Shaving or haircut. One thing. If they do two of these, they can come out, it's enough to come out of the haram. Not necessarily, slaughtering is not included in the tahallul awwal. You got that? But for those who are delegating slaughtering their udhiyah, delegating someone to slaughter on their behalf, yes, they will have to wait until they are told that their udhiyah is slaughtered. Before that, they cannot say of their hair, of their neck. It's not because, khalas, I delegated it to a person who I trust. That person, if he is not giving udhiyah, that person you delegate, you ask him to slaughter on your behalf, he does not need to hold if he doesn't have his own udhiyah. But you will have to hold until he finishes. Hajjaj, no, as I told you, Hajjaj, no, they don't ask. There is nothing to do with the Hadi of Hajjaj and coming out of the Haram. Nothing. They can't. Once they stone the Jamrah, and some of the ulama say stoning the Jamrah is enough to come out of the Haram. Finish. Now, so he's asking on behalf of the Hajjaj. لا هو الحجاج نو الحجاج who are doing تمتع or قران they do not need to wait for their hadi to be slaughtered so they come out of the ihram but they can come out of the ihram by stoning and that's enough or as many of the ulama say two of three things stoning shaving and tawaf. Two of these three is enough to come out of the ihram. If you are asking about preferable, then it is sitting down. But permissible, standing up is permissible. Zamzam or other than Zamzam. There is no difference. No difference in drinking, in the way of drinking. Zamzam or other than Zamzam. Because Ali ibn Abi Talib, in Iraq, in Rabada, in Iraq, he drank standing, and there is no zamzam in Iraq. And he said, I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drinking standing, and that was in the haram, which is zamzam. So there is no difference between zamzam and other zamzam. It is permissible to drink standing, but preferable to sit down. before Fajr of the eighth? Yeah, no problem. As I said, to go to Mina before, the sunnah is to go on the eighth. Yeah, after the sunrise. That is the sunnah. But it is permissible to go before or after. It is the sunnah to go to Arafah after the sunrise on the ninth. But it is permissible to go before. For Hajj? For Hajj, no. For Hajj, each person has to slaughter a sheep or a goat. All seven can join a cow, can join in a cow or a cow. The Udhiyah? Udhiyah, yes. Udhiyah, yes. He can slaughter the Udhiyah for himself and all his wife, his children, and if the children are independent, and each one lives in a house, and he has his own income, then no, he's not included. For them, one sheep is enough. If they intend it. But he's not included. No. Still, he can be included in Udhiyah, no problem. As the Hajji, he can be included in the Udhiyah. I mean, the Hajji can do Udhiyah, no problem. Yeah. That's all. You have a question? What's your story? As I said that, the wisdom is to show the permissibility of declaring the ritual of your Hajj as someone else. You can say, yeah, but he already, if the Prophet ﷺ intended to join Ali in his hadith. Ali didn't know, and that's why he asked him. No, he came with the hadith. Exactly. Now he asked him, what did you say? When he said, I intended like your hadith, and the Prophet ﷺ already intended to join him in his hadith, then khalas, now the two march together. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Hey, but I said it is permissible to donate hadith for someone who doesn't have hadith. It is permissible. This incident shows that it is permissible, because the Prophet ﷺ donated it for him. Although he did not donate it for his wife, he told his wife, his daughter, Fatima, to it is teaching wisdom, of course. The whole story is teaching wisdom, but the wisdom in this particular part of the story is that Ali did not bring his hadith with him, okay? But he declared his ritual, saying exactly like what Rasulullah did. Rasulullah came with Quran. So Ali is with Quran. Rasulullah already intended to join Ali in his hadith. So it's now matched together. It's like if Ali brought his hadith and said that he's on Quran. It's exactly the same. So now If someone comes from his country saying, "Oh Allah, I declare my Hajj like Abu Imran's Hajj," and Abu Imran here intended to do Quran, and he got his Hajj with him. Now he cannot change it. He cannot say, "No, no, no, I want to do Ifrad." He cannot change it. But if Abu Imran did not intend to join him in his Hajj or to donate Hajj for him, then he can upgrade it, but he cannot downgrade. He can upgrade it to tamattu. If Abu Imran already intended to donate Hajj for this man, he cannot even upgrade it. He will have to be in that particular Hajj, type of Hajj. We did not take any question from the net. If anybody in the net has a question, please raise your hand. Fadda, I haven't got anything. No. It's in all cases. Raising hand is from the Sunnah. Except for the places where it is proved that Isa did the dua without raising hand. Or the Sahaba did not raise hand. What he said is that in Khutbah al-Jum'ah. In Khutbah al-Jum'ah, if the Imam makes dua, the people should not raise their hands. But if he makes dua for rain, then he raises his hand, and they raise their hand. Even if he does not raise his hand, they still can raise their hand. Because it is seeking for rain. Well, the position of the hand is a different thing. It's not because of seeking for rain on. No. Rasulullah ﷺ raised his hand high in the Battle of Badr. It is, the hand's position depends on how critical the situation is that you are making dua for. For example, seeking for rain. If no rain, people will die. So he used to raise his hand very high. The Battle of Badr, and he said it. If these people are not supported by Allah, Islam is going to be removed. So he raised his hand high and the light. So from there we understand that it depends on the matter that you are making dua for. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. But should, as I told you, it depends on, it's all sunnah. But we found in the hadith that Rasulullah is done high when the matters and the issues were more critical. Seems to me like that, but it's not a rule. You can raise your hand high, you can raise it level of top. And we cannot say, "Oh, it is seeking for rain, why you are raising like this?" It's okay, even if you raise level to his face, it's okay. But it is better in that case to raise our hand high, because this is how Allah Ta'ala likes us to do. I don't see why. يعني they say that. I don't see why. Because يعني there is no دليل that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not wait or have a different day. It happened like that. It depends يعني. And this is يعني seen يعني. When you are oppressed and you feel لا نازلة, you as an individual, someone oppressed you, you feel that you want to raise your hand very high, oh Allah, destroy him, oh Allah, like that, because you feel that you are now too weak. Yeah. Wallahu a'lam. Still have 14 minutes for that. If he is not intending, I will. Right. Yes, in Tamatta he can do it, but if he wants to slaughter for the Hajj, not Udhha. This is only for Udhha. This ruling is only for Udhha. No, you can't. It is like you make the 2 rak'ah of Fajr, and you pay Fajr, how many rak'ah is Fajr? With the intention of the rak'ah, the 2 rak'ah before Fajr and the 2 rak'ah of Fajr. Only 2 rak'ah. Is that okay? Same thing. There is Hadi, there is Udhiyah. Originally Udhiyah for all non-Hajjaj. If a Hajj wants to do Udhiyah, no problem, he can do. He can do, even if he wants to do Ifrad, Hajj Ifrad, and he wants to do Udhiyah at the same time. No problem. But he will have to hold until his Udhiyah is slaughtered. Even if it is slaughtered on the 12th, 13th, he will still have to hold of taking hair and neck. Which one? Which one, sir? Yeah? Right. Now, to some extent. No, this cannot be. Same sheep, one particular sheep for Hajj and Udhiyah cannot be. Must be two. No, he can't. Ah, you mean nothing? Okay, you are. Yeah, no problem. This is, I thought about the Hajj. Yeah. They are married? Are you married? Huh? Yeah.
صحيح؟
نعم Did you change your number? Call it.
I keep calling.
Oh, you did? Okay. You go with it. Sure. Are you going today? Are you in Al? Are you going for some time? What? Five. Nah. Come out of his inside. Yeah, it is of course, yani, if they mean Hajj Akbar means it is something yani, special. Yeah, it is something special because Friday said it's special. That's why Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu said, when the Jew man said to him, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, one ayah in your book, in the Quran, if it was descended to us, we would have taken the day in which it was descended, a day of Eid. He said, what ayah is that? He said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. He said, I know what day it was then, descended in. It was descended in the day of Arafah, and it was a day, it was a Friday. That means it was Eid. Because Friday to the Muslim is an Eid day. So he said, we already had it in an Eid day. We already had it in an Eid day. But if they believe, so many people think that when the day of Arafah comes on Friday, then the reward is doubled for many times. Now that is wrong. That is wrong. Yes, of course, and it's not like when the Arafah day comes on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because Friday is the best day. So when two best days, and Arafah, Ibn Qayyim and Sheikh Islam spoke about this. When Arafah, which is a very best day. And Jum'ah is also another best day. When they two come same in the same time, this will be something very great. And that's why Allah Ta'ala, with the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah, Allah Ta'ala made the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to perform Hajj in that year, not before it, not after. He, every year, he conquered Mecca on the 6th year of Hajj, of Hijrah. But he did not do Hajj until the 10th, 4 years. He could have done Hajj on the next year, 7, 8, 9. But every year he sent Abu Bakr Siddiq to be the Amir of Hajj. Although, that is, before the 6th, he did not go because the Kaaba was surrounded with the idol. But on the 6th, it was cleared and cured and fueled and everything. Why he did not go? Because it wasn't made, yani, even if we say it wasn't made obligatory, wasn't the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doing optional courses? Nobody can do like him. So why he did not go every year? It is because Allah Ta'ala did not permit him to go, even for optional. Even for option Hajj, Allah did not permit him to go. Until it was that year, when the Arafah was on Friday. So Allah Ta'ala commanded him to go that year. Why? So he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would be given this type of Hajj. And now it is the best. And that's why some of the ulama say that the best type of Hajj is Quran, because Allah chose him. It's for his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he, Allah Ta'ala, always chooses the best for his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But this is, yani, a matter of, yani, argument between his fellow. Which is better? So what I believe is the matter is better, because he said, he wished it. He said, if it is not that I brought my hadith, I would have come out. And if it is best, he would not even tell Abu Bakr and Umar and Fatima to change to Tamasha. It depends on what you mean by Hajj Akbar. لا لا شوف لا مشاحة بالاستراحة يعني نيمينج is not a problem what do we mean by حسن حس أكبر some of the علماء say that تحجي الأكبر in the Quran mention in the Quran يوم الحجي الأكبر some of them say that it is عرفة the day of عرفة and some of them say no it is the day of النحر okay okay but يعني not a big deal no it's a name what do we mean when we say if the Hajj adheres if the Arab adheres Friday then it is Hajj Akbar what do we mean by Hajj if we mean like many people say that the reward is double then it is absolutely wrong there is no reason for that but if they mean that oh it is a great thing because two holidays are followed in one time then yes of course الله أعلم. دوم. You have more time until that. This is not, it can be a supporter, but it is not the proper one. It's not the proper one. Yeah, and it's a delil for both sides. Not for in regards to the Quran, but in regards for a woman who is a nurse to enter the masjid. They also say women should not enter the masjid in the menses. They say this hadith is the delil. How? He says to her, do everything, but not to do tawaf, not to pray. Okay. How the other side, the other people say, it is a delil for a woman who is a nurse to enter the house, is a domestic. How? Huh? He said, do like everything the Hajjaj do. What the Hajjaj do? That sa'ah is not in the masjid, remember. Sa'ah is not in the masjid. Although now it is within the parameter, but when Rasulullah spoke that, the mas'ah wasn't in the masjid. The mas'ah is something separate from the masjid. The masjid is one thing, and the mas'ah is another thing. Okay. I don't take this opinion that says the woman in masjid cannot enter the masjid. But I mean to say that this is not a strong belief to say that it is permissible. There are other beliefs that I know, but this belief is not a strong belief. It can't be a support, but it cannot be the main belief. Because the others, will use the same belief. They will tell you, okay, if I tell them, say to her, do like what the Hajjaj do, but do not make tawaf, do not pray. Hajjaj pray where? In the masjid. Do tawaf in the masjid. But what else the Hajjaj do? Go to Arafah. So she can't go to Arafah. Stay in Mina, no problem. Stone, no problem. Do sa'i, no problem. That is if the sa'i can be done separately without tawaf. Okay? Although they say there is no sa'i without tawaf. Every sa'i must be received with tawaf. But tawaf can be without. So now we come to know that the rule here, the principle here is that this hadith cannot be a dalil for this group or that group, but can be a supportive dalil if there are more clear dalil than this. There are more clear dalil for Quran, for Quran to be recited by a woman who is a minister. And for entering the masjid. For entering the masjid, for example, the Prophet said to Aisha, give me the praying rod. She said, but I'm in the masjid. He said, Your message is not in your heart. Your message is not in your heart. And the second thing is that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran when his head was in her legs while she's in menses. And they, the other group, say that it is not permissible because Allah Ta'ala said, لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. This was, the ayah was a continuation of the ayah before it, which is talking about the possessed book in heaven, not the book we have. Wallahu a'lam. And inshallah ta'ala, it's that time now. Inshallah ta'ala, in the other time we'll continue that. In the hadith, no one of the Sahaba reported that he saw Salaf in Muzdalifa prayed the night prayers or with him. And that's why the ulama have different opinions in regard to what the person should do on the night of Muzdalifa in Muzdalifa. Some of them said that not to do nothing but Maghrib and Isha and then you sleep right away. Some others said you can do the witr because, as in the other hadith, Hadith Aisha, that he did not abandon witr, nor in traveling, neither in traveling nor in residence. So I used to do the witr all the time. So they said joining, matching between these two hadith, and we say he did the Maghrib and Isha and witr and he slept right away. But those who said no witr on the night of Muzdalifah still يعني, have some right. No. This is a different opinion. Tawaf al-Wada' should only be for Hajj or it is also for Umrah. Number of ulama say it is even for Umrah. But the strong opinion amongst the sages of the ulama is that it is only for Hajj. It's only for Hajj. Allah Akbar.